The slimmed down Nashville city budget is locked in for next year, but council members are already warning about more severe cuts in the years to come. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports some see a growing gap between all that the city needs to pay for and having enough money to do so.
Here's the gloomy prognosis: layoffs of Metro employees and across-the-board cuts to city departments. Councilman Bob Mendez expects those budget pains based on projections from the finance department, and he raised the alarm during debate.
It's not being hysterical or crying Chicken Little to point out the facts that there is $150 million worth of need that there currently is zero plan whatsoever to cover.
Many on the council say they've already searched for cuts and that a tax increase is overdue and would alleviate the crunch. But Mayor David Brierley staunchly opposed the idea, saying it was the wrong approach this year. So what about next budget cycle? Well, Councilman Colby Sledge says there won't likely be the political willpower to raise taxes.
Let's just be frank about that. Two-thirds of us are up for re-election next year, and we just got to talk about those realities, all right?
As it stands, Nashville's property tax rate is at an all-time low. It's less than half the rate in Memphis and lower than Chattanooga and Knoxville. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.